Welcome to the Big Brother Specialist. I am back and we are talking about this Sunday's episode of Big Brother. And we had the infamous wall comp.
Whoa, wasn't it? It was a firewall comp.
Oh, sorry, firewall.
We need some coolant to get these viruses out. I guess that's a pun where even the players were kind of like, ha, 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 it was a firewall, get it? Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know.
You're still out.
It's. I know that there's been Josh shoots meatballs at the next cast of like 20 or something. And you're like, yeah. I guess it literally could be worse. But why is it not better? I don't know. But like, I think what's frustrating about this episode is everyone was super excited Thursday and there was the opportunity to go watch this competition on the live feeds, see where people are dropping, whatever, whatever. I had to go to a movie or got to go to a movie depending on your perspective. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, I'm going to miss this. And it was like, there's no way it's going to be on West Coast time because that would be so bad for East Coast. I straight up go to a movie, I get out of the movie, and John's saying, there's only two people that have dropped so far. And I was like, oh my God, it's been going on for like 3 hours. This is amazing. And they're like, no, actually, it started 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like, what? And it's like, I need CBS and this production company to like not get in their way. Like, mm-hmm. You have such a good season going right now. They ended up letting us kind of watch what was going on and like kept going in and out. And like, whenever it was Tucker versus Quinn, spoiler alerts, I'm just gonna jump to the end here. It was kind of like, oh, it's over, we're not gonna tell you who won. And it was like, why did you advertise that you're going to show us the competition that we can do this with you? Mm-hmm. Why did you take away the payoff? These poor people in whatchamacallit is like, poor people on East Coast time are like up right now until 1 a.m. on a Thursday night to try and figure out who wins HOH. And then they don't even get that satisfaction is so bad.
On a little bit later. And, like, you saw whoever with, like, the key. You saw Tucker with the key or whatever, or talking people talking about Tucker HOH. But it's, like, yeah, not getting the satisfaction of being able to see who actually drops first. Especially when Julie was like, come, watch the feed, see the live HOH. And it's, like, all right, you make me want to log in right after the episode, and I'm waiting for 3 hours.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know why it seems that they're very button happy this year of like, let's kill the feed because maybe somebody shouting out somebody that hasn't signed but like you may just have to tell your contestants, we're going to do this live completely. If you say something that normally gets, but like, try not to cuss. If you do, if you start saying something crazy, we will literally just, I don't know, not fine you, but you'll be a have not or something where it's like, we mean this shit. We want it. Like, mm-hmm. I think what's crazy is people know the idea of this is a TV show, but it really feels like even the producers are not making good TV when it's literally right there in front of them. It was such an amazing. Oh, wow. We have a flip. Cedric's gone home. Like, that's what's crazy to me is like Cedric went home like 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. And like it feels like it's been like 2 weeks in the Big Brother house already. And then I watched that competition, or I watched Sunday night's episode, excited for all the aftermath. And it's literally like
the first
nothing
10 minutes.
It's
commercial break is talking about like the Cedric aftermath,
right?
And Julie hyped it up in her like little, there was like a little speech or whatever. And now to see the aftermath of Cedric. And it's like, didn't feel memorable.
Right. And so I think what's funny is the live stuff is so much interesting because we're not having maybe one of these execs filter it through them.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I do want to mention, this is what I was going to talk about, but Brian brought it up already, is like, like Big Brother is the same shit year in and year out, which is fun sometimes and awful some others. But it's funny because, okay, we're always going to have an OTEV. We're always going to have a wall. Well, we're changing up the competitions a little bit this year. But one thing that they haven't changed, and it was infuriating to watch, was the same style of, I want to win HOH because this, it's super important, and then cutting them off midway through and Angela falls off. And then next up is, okay, we're going to listen to Chemo talk for 20 seconds and then Chemo falls off. And it's like, I have literally seen you guys do this for 5 years. I don't know if there's like 100,000 of your fan base that this is like, this is my favorite bit. I would quit watching the show if they didn't do this wall comp joke.
They think the joke is so funny. And it's like, we get it. Like maybe do, you know, Angela, because that might be funny, but then why do we need several people after it?
Seven people? You think seven people did?
Listen, it's Big Brother, not Survivor.
Oh my God, Big Brother 20 several. Jelinski's return.
Oh my God.
I would love that shit. Jelinski versus Tucker versus Janelle.
Whoa.
But Tucker wins HOH. What was interesting to me is like the only kind of notable things. And like, what an awful hit job of an episode. Of if you were rooting for Brooklyn or thought Brooklyn was going to get a power from America, I don't know if she's always been this unlikable and they didn't show it, but boy, were they like, I'm going to win this HOH and take everyone by the balls and you're going to regret ever messing with me. Then she loses, and then she gets nominated, and then at the end, well, spoiler, and then at the end of the episode, she's like, I'm going to win veto, and you guys are going to bow down before me, and it'll be a no-brainer. And I'm like, I'm wondering, I don't think she's
been picked for how many vetoes now, and right. Like, Penny beat her.
And I think one thing, too, that, like, has happened over the last couple days, there's been some, like, Angela's, we hate Angela. She hates Angela. She just hates Angela. And then the thought process is like, Angela doesn't deserve to be here because like she's a floater. And she's like, she's won two HOHs. You haven't. like you're talking about like you've scaped or what is it called? You've sculpted the pre-game here, mm-hmm. The first month, but you haven't. Like, she's been playing the social, but she hasn't been playing the strategic of like making the actual moves, because I don't know who could really take credit for getting Matt out, getting Lisa out, getting whatchamacallit out, Kenny out. Like that isn't strategic at that point. That is a think. Yeah, like come on. So Brooklyn, I don't know if Brooklyn's gonna show some humility or like, if Brooklyn leaves on Thursday, I think that'll be one of the most delusional people of like, she'll be like, the only combination of me going home is Tucker winning HOH. Well, Tucker's going to win HOH. You like need to play better.
Yeah.
Like figure this stuff out.
It was funny on the wall though. Tucker was like, if you drop, I won't put you up. And then Quinn's like, all right, I'll offer you the same deal. If you drop, I won't put you up. And they're just like, nah. Yeah. And just hung on.
And like, I think the other thing we learned from the like general house of what they think of things is like, oh wow, T-Core lasted way longer than we thought she would. And now maybe like, maybe that's in your head of, I can't sweep against T-Core in the in-game competitions because she's not as much as a pushover as like Angela would be, but Angela has 2 HOHs. So it is kind of funny of like, we are flipping the script of somebody has 5 wins already, which is like 5 wins out of a possible like 9 or 10. So like between Angela and Tucker, they have 7 of that amount. I guess it's 15. 5 HOHs, 5 vetoes, 4 AIs. So 14. They have half of the competitions or whatever.
All right. So what are your thoughts on both Angela and Quinn being able to participate in the HOH? Because like, I agree. I don't think like either of them should have been allowed to play.
Legitimately, if I was running the Big Brother house, Angela should not be on the... She should not play. It sucks. But then she doesn't have to be have-nots. I think they literally put her on the wall to have a funny moment of she fell off and now she's have-not and going to go crazy for 7 days. So good for them. But if it's a deep fake and Quinn didn't talk about it all the time and actually like use the power completely they were supposed to, I think it would have been, Quinn, you have to throw this. And then it would have been like, and you can't get second place. Because what if the dude falls off? Like, if you win, we're going to give it to second place and blow up your spot that you were the deep fake OH. So don't let that happen. And then he could do the thought process of, oh, let me get to second, get the deal made, have no real stakes on my side, use my comp power to get to the second place, but the people say I have to throw this, I'll go, I'll drop if you keep me safe. Or when Tucker says drop and I'll keep you safe, I go, sounds good to me, bud. Jump. And then you tell your
not bad.
You tell your crew, like, by the way, I wasn't allowed to win. Like I'm in an impossible scenario, so I'm kind of just saving my ass. I'll help you win veto. Or I'll, if I win veto, I'll use it on you. Like, house guest choice me immediately. I got you, bro. The other thing, I don't know if it was shown. I think it was shown in the episode. We're showing more of Joseph is a good player. Because it looks like the vote was going to be 5-4. And that was an aftermath thing of Joseph was not the first one in, the second one in, the third one in of this. They did say, like, oh, we have Leon McKenzie. And so I think Joseph was supposed to be a 4 and vote for Rubina. And I think it's very cool and has been talked about by a couple people on Twitter of the highlight of the episode was I saw two people that are not aligned together in my mind holding hands harder than I've ever seen somebody hold hands before. I think this flip is happening. And I'm not going to be on the wrong side. I can vote out Cedric here. Yeah, and like, that's amazing.
We have Brian. Joseph is winning. My winner pick from the beginning. I'm riding with him.
How's he gonna get to the end, though?
Well,
is he good at
competition? To find out on Big Brother.
That's the podcast. The other thing that I did do, I don't know if you watched... You don't watch feeds. I'm gonna ask you every time. So because I'm on West Coast time and because I was so excited about this, Thursday night at something in the morning after I got back from Alien Romulus, it was only 11 o'clock at night. So I watched from like 11 to like maybe 12:30 of the feeds. And Tucker, which we did see some of this on the episode, Tucker was doing one-on-ones with the three people that voted with Rubina, which is Brooklyn, Chelsea, and Cam. And boy, Cam is given nothing. I delete Cam, please. Like, I don't know.
I don't know what he's about, who he's about, anything.
Right. And like, maybe there's some thought process of Cam is a very strong competitor, perhaps. He just hasn't been given the opportunities. He didn't almost win the Angela HOH. Like, he got near the end for that one. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what we're actually saying is the three people that voted for Rubina all did back-to-back-to-back. Like, it wasn't, let's intersperse some of my allies. It was all three of them back-to-back in my mind. Like, it was crazy. Of like, they should be able to figure into this. And they did not have their story straight at all. And like, that was Tucker hinted on it, but I think that's something where if you want to, I don't know if there's a way to go back and watch feeds, maybe if you're looking at Big Brother Daily Viewer or whatever the hell, like those one-on-ones that Tucker had with those three people that he ended up nominating, slash he did not nominate Chelsea, nominated Quinn instead. Mm-hmm. I think those are interesting to watch because how bad they all, they didn't, they was like, because I don't know how much Brooklyn thinks she can lie, but she was like, oh, I didn't think Quinn was staying at all. And you're like, but you literally put your hands on Rubina and were like,
I'm sorry.
The house doesn't have your back at all. And like, yeah. She's doing that in the like scramble mode.
Mm-hmm.
And like less than 4 hours later is like, I'm changing my whole story. And like her story with how this vote went down is different than Chelsea's. And then Cam like buries it even further because he's like, you know, it's we got caught. We're on the wrong side. Like, whatever.
So, did Chelsea then like ingratiate herself in with like the Tanks Alliance? Because she was up in the HOH room with Angela T-Cor, Tucker, and Chemo. And then Joseph joined in.
Interesting. So...
And I'm thinking that's why she also was not on the block, aside from, like, Quinn and Tucker's beef. Like, Quinn had to be on the block for it not to be suspicious.
Interesting. Because this, what will happen on Wednesday, spoilers, not spoilers, I don't know. We can cut off and be like, here's who won veto and did all this stuff in a second. But, like, I think that's interesting of what has been said and proven by the edit is Chelsea played the best in that like day after the flip of people like her the most. People, I think T-Core and Chemo probably are like, I'm also friends with Chelsea. Like, I don't, let's not put her up, but like,
mm-hmm.
The other layer of this is people were like on Tuesday and Wednesday being like, T-Core and Chemo are not going to flip. It's going to be real annoying. Then they do. But now we're back to T-Core and Chemo are now like, we're part of the flip, but now we're mad about it. And you're like, oh my God, how much could they ride? How much could they ride the middle?
Yeah,
blah blah blah.
Because they're in with Quinn, but are sus of Quinn. So they're in with Tucker, but not fully in with Tucker. And it's like, I don't know where they stand and who their actual true loyalty is to.
And now let's talk about Quinn some.
Okay.
I think Quinn is going to be a very controversial, like, not figure. He's already done whatever he's already done, but like. Quinn is so interesting to me because he's talking about how rock bottom he has hit. And what's crazy about this is T-Core and Chemo basically said, screw you, bud. We're going to make this extremely hard for you. And he said that they're in his final three alliance. They did not include me in this. They did not ask me to put up somebody besides Rubina. Because that was the issue of, like, if you ask me to put up Leah, I'd probably do it. Maybe Cedric stays over Leah. Mm-hmm. But that's what T-Core and Chemo are like, we have to blow up the Pentagon. So, like, maybe they would have voted Cedric out even over Leah, but now it's not a Rubina level or whatever this. But Quinn has two opportunities. And he says, no, on both of these, from Tucker. Of yes, we respect each other. And there's somebody said something on Reddit, which when I see stuff like this, I think it's worth repeating because like when you're talking in a everyone's doing feeds, like that gets lost in the shuffle. Tucker feels like he's like a shark. And if you fight back, the shark is like gonna bite down harder on you. But if you just like roll over and play dead. Oh, it's a bear. If you're fighting against a bear, it's going to like completely screw you up. If you roll into a ball and start crying, Tucker no longer wants to fight you because you've already like kind of like shown submission and like That's not going to happen. So Quinn being like, I'm super sad and this is annoying, is like almost doing better for his social game than like trying to play the game strategically well. Because Tucker's like over it of like, who cares about Quinn?
Do you think Quinn is a bad player?
That's where I'm trying to get to right now.
Okay.
Because what happened with Quinn is he doesn't take the deal. Mm-hmm. And then somebody is sitting across from him, Tucker, going, I need a pawn. I need you to just chill. Just chill. I need you to be a pawn. And he straight up says to the camera, I don't believe this shit at all. I'll be trying my absolute hardest to win. And you're like, who are you trusting at this point? Like, Tucker is mm-hmm. somebody that, like, yes, he does some chaotic stuff, but he hasn't really been lying at all. And that was his issue with Cedric, was I'm not lying. Like, I'm going to do this whether you do it or not.
Yeah.
Please agree with what we agreed with and put up Quinn so we can get him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then McKinsey goes up, and then the America's Veto gets used, and then Quinn gets up there anyway. And then it's Tucker's plan that falls through because nobody was on board. But, like, everything Tucker has kind of said has worked out for him. And, like, he's the only person that when he does the confessional of, I guess I'll just win HOH next week and prove it. And you're like, when Chelsea says that, you're like, okay, maybe. When Brooklyn says that, you go, okay, like, you haven't yet. But when Tucker does it, you're like, oh, shit. Like, I don't want to motivate Tucker more than he's already motivated. And, like, Tucker getting the, like, taste of, I saved my damsel in distress. I slayed the dragon Thursday night on the wall. And now I'm in charge again, is kind of like, this is the time I would be like, Tucker, you're the greatest. Like, honestly,
I just wish it wasn't so early in the game. Like, I worry for him that this is all is happening for him so early in the game. Like, he really has to make sure the right people go home, like, this week, next week, and the week after for him to, like, have a projection toward the end.
Because I'm wondering, of the people in Tucker's alliance, would any of them backdoor him? Because it would not make sense to do that, in my opinion, mm-hmm. until, like, six.
Or the AI comp is gone, at least.
Yeah, like, final six is where... And then you can't backdoor him anymore, so I just said the dumbest shit ever. But, like, maybe final seven is the backdoor time of, like, that is literally when we need to do this. Let's all throw the HOH to Tucker on final eight. Hope he's the one that's not chosen. That's so, it's such bad. Like it is, like, I get that this is a monster thing, but he cannot win everything. That is what mm-hmm. happens. Michael did not win everything.
Mm-hmm.
Jag won everything, but we Jag was eliminated and brought back. So it's unlucky for the fan base here, but lucky for Jag. What I'm trying to say is, when you're aligned with Tucker and you feel safe during Tucker's HOHs, you should not be rushing to backdoor him at final 11, at final 10, mm-hmm. at final 9. Like, just pick the week that he won HOH the week before. Hopefully he didn't put you up. And then that's where you're like, now that it's final 6, I'm going to nominate you and beat you in the veto. Or, like, it's going to take some social cues to beat him. Mm-hmm. And, like, build up your... It's literally... This is the most gangster shit I'm going to say. It's, like, you got to build up all of your, like, social game with him so he's more likely to trust you when you backstab him at final six. That's what I would be working on. And mm-hmm. I think that's something that maybe the fan base would be like, oh, my God. Joseph just said to Tucker he'll go to final two with him. How does he think he's going to beat him? That's what I think Joseph is doing, is like, yeah, I'll go to the end with you, bud. That sounds super fun. Take all of the free protection for the next month.
Oh, for sure.
And then yeah. eliminate him immediately at final six or final five when it's like, oh, it's final five. Tucker and Rubina are on the block. One person voted one person voted the other, or Rubina voted to save him. Tucker is 1-1 tie. Don't worry, I have your back, Tucker. Eliminate him and go on. Mm-hmm. And like you're in the final four with Rubina, T-Cor, and like Angela, and you're Joseph, and it's like, okay, here we go. Like,
imagine Angela being that far in.
And somebody explained Angela's game where I was like, I know this is maybe a joke, but this is fun.
She was like, also on Let's Make a Deal, like twice. I just found that out. She's hitting all the daytime shows and now has switched to nighttime reality.
Nighttime summer. Pretty soon she's going to be, they just do a season of NCIS about her life. NCIS Angela. Los Angeles? Oh my God.
Like that was one of the worst things.
Please clip it. Please clip it. So Angela's game, she gets out somebody that's plotting her demise. She gets nominated, fades in the background, gets nominated, gets saved. Now the person that she has undying loyalty to is the power player of the whole game. And he's like literally taking care of her just as much as he's taking care of Rubina, for mm-hmm. sure.
Do you want to go to the feeds?
If you're not watching the feeds, stop listening now. Let me mess up my lighting real quick. It was never good. So, spoilers for what happens. Currently, Tucker has one veto. He's crushing everyone. It was the hide and go veto. One that you cannot really like comp beast through.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting that like usually this is later on in the season.
Yeah.
But Tucker's HOH, so like let's put it now where even if Tucker loses, he doesn't go home, but he wins anyway. I remember a couple people being like, there's no way I thought you could hide it where Tucker hid it. So that's a, like, I can't wait to see what that hiding spot is. There was some anger of somebody went through Tucker's clothes that were not locked in the HOH room and basically tore them up or threw them everywhere. And it was trying to get blamed on Quinn, but it was like, he clearly thinks it's Brooklyn and like, it was probably Brooklyn. So that was some anger there. Because of all this and Tucker being angry and Quinn being like, it's game over. I'm losing.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker may use the veto on Quinn. So there's the other twist turns.
Gia stands, Joseph and Leah's ship name. Are Joseph and Leah together on the feeds?
No shot. No. They just say that you're my favorite person in here. There's been some actual Leah hate recently, which
really
like people are like, all she does is bounce from guy to guy to guy to guy to guy. Like, who's giving her attention in the moment? Is it Cam? Is it Joseph? She wants it to be Tucker, but Tucker, mm-hmm. she was flirting in Tucker's HOH room while Rubina was in the bathroom. Like, oh, she's crazy. And it's like, she's probably just okay. being herself. And like, some people can't turn it off or whatever, mm-hmm. but what else are we saying that was important? So who does he nominate instead? Ba-ba-da-da. I think, let me go check right now, see if it's up there. I think it could be happening right now because usually it's always happening while we talk on Mondays, which is funny. But I think he will be putting Chelsea up and then it'll be all three of them to, okay, you like Chelsea more than you like Brooklyn. That's been established. I kind of want Brooklyn to go. Maybe Cam beats Brooklyn in the AI arena and it's Chelsea versus Brooklyn, and then that'll be a no-brainer. Everyone keeps Chelsea.
If it's Cam versus Brooklyn on the block, is Brooklyn still going, or because Cam is just like there that people would vote him out?
I think it there's not a women's alliance, right? There's just not a women's alliance.
They say it. There's a women's alliance.
I don't know if that would turn into that very quickly of like I think Cam has something where he probably has a very calming presence to be around when mm-hmm. you're living with him. But is that enough to keep him over, like, I don't want to keep him over Chelsea. Chelsea is my, like, actual alliance member.
Yeah.
Do I want to keep, if Chelsea won, is it Cam or Brooklyn going? I think that'll be depends on if you're, like, one successful way to play Big Brother, if you can get away with it, and this is what I would try to do, I would say this out loud to my confession, I can't believe I'm in the Big Brother house this season. I would go, one successful way to play Big Brother is try your best to do the opposite of what the HOH wants without getting caught.
Mm.
And Quinn didn't want Cedric to go. Cedric goes on Quinn's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn's game is shot. Now we're flipping to a Tucker HOH. What does Tucker want the most? Let's hope that Brooklyn stays somehow. And how can I play like, you know, it wouldn't be the worst if Brooklyn stayed, and then shoot the eight ball into the pocket and go, oh, I lost. I'm so bad at everything.
Yeah.
Or like Cam, I heard someone talking shit about you the other day. Like you're good for nothing in this alliance. And then Cam gets in a fight with somebody. And then you say 2 days later, you go like, damn, Cam's not good for anything in the alliance, and he's going to get angry. Like, what are you doing keeping him around? and then Brooklyn stays, and you're like, Brooklyn, I had your back the whole time. Tucker, I don't know what happens. It's crazy. But then you got to do that. Like, you got to do that every day for the rest of your life. So that's why the people that are really good Big Brother players are really good at everything. And
never my days.
You can't do that for 25 days. But I think the other thing to wrap this episode up, this week is what I love about Big Brother. Of it is the best show when it's moving on firing on all cylinders. Like mm-hmm. the best episodes of Big Brothers are stuff you're going to remember forever. Of like, how did Mackenzie win that? Like, oh my God, Cedric has basically 40 seconds to try to save his game. It doesn't work. Cedric is crying. Some people are like smiling, the biggest I've ever seen someone smile. We've mm-hmm. got a crazy HOH. If that HOH had been live where we could watch it right after, that 2.5 hours would have been some of the best 2.5 hours in a row in Big Brother history. And like, it's just something where you're like, oh, this is why I'm doing a Big Brother podcast, not the like trying to get you guys to care about Kenny. And not going like, you know what? I wouldn't quite mind if Lisa put some glitter in my food, you know?
I mean, bring Kenny back.
Bring Kenny back.
Where's the battle back?
Bring Kenny back, please.
Though, when Kenny was in the airport, he FaceTimed Matt. I saw a reel on that they FaceTimed and that they were back together and the boys are back.
The boys are back, bro. I hope they start a podcast. Oh, wait. Matt already started a podcast with last year's Matt.
Yep. Yep. I've seen plenty of
Matt. I guess I'm on a podcast. I can't complain. I didn't even get last place on Big Brother, and I think I can talk about it. So
true. I have not been on Big Brother either, so.
I thought you were on. Weren't you on?
No.
Season 15 or something?
Yeah, no. If I was, it was last season, and I don't want to talk about that.
Wait, you're not Izzy from Izzy?
No.
Okay, that's Big Brother Specialist.
Big Brother! We'll see you again on Thursday, right after the live eviction. Goodbye.
Goodbye.